Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've pressed play because today we're diving into one of the most rewarding topics in your OCR GCSE music course, tembor. You might also see it called sonority, and both words mean exactly the same thing, the quality or color of a sound. Not how loud it is, not how high or low it is, but what it actually sounds like. That distinctive character that makes a trumpet sound like a trumpet and not a flute, that's tembor. Now, timbre comes up in every single area of study in your listening and appraising exam, which is worth 40% of your total GCSE grade. So getting really confident with this topic is going to pay dividends across the whole paper. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to identify instruments with precision, describe playing techniques using the correct terminology, and, most importantly, link your observations to mood and effect in a way that earns you those higher band marks. Let's get into it. So, what exactly do examiners mean when they ask about timbre? At its heart, timbre is about identifying what is making the sound and how it is being played or produced. These two things together give you a complete answer. Let's start with instrument identification. This is where a lot of candidates lose easy marks. The examiner's mark scheme is very specific. You need to name the exact instrument, not just the family. Writing woodwind when you mean oboe will not get you the mark. Writing strings when you mean cello will not get you the mark. You need to be precise. So let's run through the families quickly. Strings, violin, viola, cello, double bass. These are your bowed strings. Then you have plucked strings like the harp and guitar. The key thing to remember is that violins and violas are often confused. The viola has a slightly darker, warmer, more nasal quality compared to the brighter, more brilliant violin. Train your ears on this one, it comes up. Woodwind, flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, and saxophone. The oboe and clarinet are another common confusion point. The oboe has a distinctive, reedy, slightly nasal quality. Think of it as having a slightly pinched, penetrating sound. The clarinet is warmer and more rounded, especially in its lower register, which is called the Chalumeau register. Brass. Trumpet, French horn, trombone, and tuba. Brass instruments can sound very different depending on whether a mute is used. A muted trumpet has a buzzy, distant, almost wah-wah quality. An open trumpet is bright and brilliant. The French horn has a warm, rounded, noble sound, very different from the more cutting trumpet. Percussion. This divides into pitched and unpitched. Pitched percussion includes the timpani, xylophone, marimba, and glockenspiel. Unpitched includes snare drum, bass drum, and cymbals. Now, and this is really important for Area of Study 3, Rhythms of the World, you also need to know world music instruments. The sitar is a plucked string instrument from India with a characteristic buzzing, resonant quality caused by its sympathetic strings. The kora is a West African harp lute with a bright, delicate, harp-like timbre. Steel pans from Trinidad and Tobago have a bright, metallic, resonant sound. The tabla are Indian hand drums with a distinctive, resonant, tuned quality. The gamelan is an Indonesian ensemble of metallophones and gongs with a shimmering, interlocking, bell-like timbre. Right. Now let's talk about playing techniques because these are primary modifiers of timbre. This is where you can really impress the examiner. For strings, arco means played with the bow, the normal technique. Pizzicato means plucked with the finger, giving a short, dry, percussive sound. Consordino means with a mute placed on the bridge, creating a muffled, distant, veiled quality. Sul ponticello means bowing near the bridge, creating a glassy, eerie, nasal sound. Tremolo means rapid repetition of a bow stroke, creating a shimmering, tense, agitated effect. For woodwind and brass, flutter tongue is a technique where the player rolls their tongue while blowing, creating a growling, buzzing timbre. Brass players can use a straight mute, a cup mute, or a plunger mute, each giving a different color. For voices, chest voice is the full, resonant, powerful lower register. Head voice is lighter and higher. Falsetto is a technique used mainly by male singers to reach very high pitches, creating a light, breathy, almost ethereal quality. Vibrato is a slight, rapid fluctuation in pitch that adds warmth and expressiveness to a sustained note. Melisma is when a singer sings multiple notes on a single syllable, very common in gospel, R and B, and some world music traditions. Now let's talk about production effects, because these are crucial for Area of Study 5, pop music. Reverb adds a sense of space and distance. It makes a sound seem like it's in a large room or hall. Delay is a distinct echo effect where you hear the sound repeated after a short time. Distortion is used on electric guitars and rock music to create a harsh, gritty, aggressive timbre. Panning is where a sound is placed in the left or right of the stereo field. Equalization, or EQ, is the boosting or cutting of specific frequency ranges. Boosting the bass gives warmth, boosting the treble gives brightness. The golden rule for timbre questions is always: identify the instrument or technique, then describe its effect on the music. Don't just say, distorted guitar. Say distorted guitar, which creates an aggressive, raw timbre appropriate to the rebellious character of rock music. That's what gets you into the higher mark bands. Now let's talk about the exam itself, because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, the most common mistake I see is using vague, non-musical adjectives. Words like rough, happy, nice, or loud will not earn marks. You need to use musical vocabulary. Instead of rough, say distorted or gritty. Instead of nice, say warm or resonant. Instead of loud, remember, that's dynamics, not timbre. Timbre is about quality, not volume. This is a very common confusion, and it costs candidates marks every year. Second, confusing instrument families. As I mentioned, viola versus violin and oboe versus clarinet are the classic traps. If you're not sure, describe what you hear. A bowed string instrument with a darker, warmer quality than a violin will often earn partial credit even if you can't name it precisely. Third, for 8-mark extended response questions, you must link timbre to context and effect. The structure I recommend is: identify the instrument or technique, describe its sonic quality, then explain why the composer chose it for this moment. For example, the composer uses low brass, specifically trombones and tuba, which creates a dark, menacing, weighty timbre. This is highly effective in establishing the villain's theme, as the heaviness of the sound conveys threat and power. Fourth, in comparative questions, where you're asked to compare two extracts, you must explicitly state the difference. Don't just describe extract A and then describe extract B separately. Say, extract A uses synthesized strings, giving a smooth, artificial timbre, whereas extract B uses a live acoustic orchestra, creating a warmer, more organic sound quality. Fifth, for Area of Study 3 world music questions, make sure you know your instruments. Sitar, kora, steel pans, tabla, gamelan, learn them, love them, and be ready to describe their specific sonic characteristics. Right, cover up your notes, and let's test yourself. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Question 1. What is the Italian term for playing strings with the bow? The answer is arco. Question 2. What effect does concertino have on a string instrument? It creates a muffled, distant, veiled sound by placing a mute on the bridge. Question 3. Name one world music instrument from West Africa and describe its timbre. The kora, a bright, delicate, harp-like timbre. Question 4. What is the difference between reverb and delay? Reverb adds a sense of space and ambience. Delay creates a distinct, repeated echo. Question 5. What vocal technique involves singing multiple notes on a single syllable? Melisma. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. You're in great shape. If you missed any, go back and review those sections. Let's bring it all together. Timbre, or sonority, is about the quality of sound. To score well, you need to 1. Identify instruments precisely, not just by family. 2. Use correct technical vocabulary for playing techniques. 3. Describe the sonic effect using musical adjectives. And 4. Always link timbre to mood, atmosphere, and compositional intent. Remember the key areas: instrument families and specific names, articulation and playing techniques, vocal techniques including falsetto and melisma, production effects for pop music, and world music instruments for Area of Study 3. The mnemonic I want you to take away is IDA, identify the instrument, describe its quality, explain the effect, and analyze the composer's intention. Use IDA in every timbre answer, and you'll be hitting the top mark bands consistently. Good luck with your listening practice. Keep those ears sharp. Keep using precise vocabulary, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.